Ishtoi Marsha Tumayit. The case where you'll be married and she had a daughter that you have to feed her for 5 years, Teshima Mayit, Benuchosim. Al Menosoi Marsha Tumayit Benuchosim. Where the Amona, she has a right to be fed. She take away from the Nechosim. Al Menosoi Yubas, Ezem Yem Kedemis. This is also part of the child. Like we have enough of a father died and a leftover wife and a daughter, which one comes first to get Mezoinus? Does the almana, the wife, get first, or does the bas become first? So Omale, he said, Zilu idna, go away today, Fisulu mocha, come back tomorrow. Kios, when he came back tomorrow, Omale said like this, Poshut miyucha, they have a proof at least for one of them. Diyom Rab Abba, Omer Rab Asi, also almana eats ala bas. In the case where the father left over an almana and a bas, who comes first? The almana comes first. They made it, the Amona is like against the Bas, is like a Bas Eitzalachim, like a daughter against her brothers. Benechosim Uwatim, if there's only a small amount of her property. So, Ma Bas Eitzalachim, just like when there's son and daughters. Ha Bas Nizonis, the daughters receive the Mazonis. For Yachim Yishalal Psochim, and the brothers, they have to look around to get their own food. Af Almona Eitzalabas. The same way when there's a shayla, who do you give the mezainis to? To the amona, to the bas, the same halacha. That almona and mezainis, the amona comes first. She gets some mezainis first. For her bas, and there's nothing left over for the daughter, is tishal ala psachim, that she has to go around to collect the money. So if you see this clear, that a shayla of the amona, the bas, which comes first, the amona comes first. All right, we'll stop here.
Okay. Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Mem Amabez. Well, the Mishnah holding. Daf Kuf Mem Amabez holding. Mishnah says, Heniach Bonim Uvonois Vetumtum. A father died, and he left over sons and girls. Vetumtum, left over Tumtum, that's it's closed up the Makam Erva. We don't know if this kid is a boy or a girl. So, look like this. Bizman Shanechosim Rubim. If the father left over a big property, a big Yerusha, so then Haschorim, the bonim, the boys, they, what we had the Mishnah before, they Yashin, they take over the property, and they only have to feed their sisters. So Lochar is Doichenois Sayetzon Akevis, that the boys have a right to push away this Tumtum. The one that's a Sophic, maybe he's a boy or not, they would not take a Chilik in the Yerusha. And they just push him off to the girls. I will see in the Gemara, like one man, the Yama, he does not even take like a girl either. Shabakitza, they just push him away. What about Nechosim Uwatim? Let's say the father left over a small amount of Yerusha. Then the loch was that the bonus, they get fed from it and the boys get nothing. The loch is Hanakevos, Doichos, Oisoi, Eitzos Chorim, that the Nakevos, the girls, have a right to push away this Tumtum, so the boys live to say that he gets nothing. A Tumtum is a Suffolk, whether he's a Zohar or a Nakeva, whereas our Mishnah's Mashmah, the Tzat, they say he's neither. He's like a new barrier, a new creature, so they push him around, he gets nothing. Nechosin Muatim. Nechosin Muatim. If a man says, in Tela Dishti Zocha, if my wife gives birth to a boy, Yitomona, she should get, a present, she'll get $100 from me. The Locha is Yolda Zocha, let's say she gives birth to a boy, then Yitomona. That's a locha, she's zaycha, that he has to give her $100. What about Nekeva Mosayim? If he says, if my wife gives birth to a girl, I'll give her $200, then Yolda Nekeva, let's say she gives birth to a girl, so locha is not tell us Mosayim, Echanami, he has to give her $200. What about Im Zohar Mona, Im Nekeva Mosayim? That's what he said. V'yolda Zohar Nekeva, and she gave birth to twins, she gave birth to both, a boy and a girl. The locha is Zohar Noita Mona, the cave and Natalis Mosayim. Still, it's a question how Lem Shan, the Mishnah here, if the Mishnah really means to say that in the case where she gave birth to twins, that she gets both? I think Rashbam doesn't like that Pshat. Rashbam read Lem Shan, the Mishnah just explaining itself again that, in Zachon and the cave Mosayim, behold the Zachon and the cave, Zachon and the Mana, yes, so he says, some learned Rashbam says that she gave birth to twins. But he doesn't like that Pshat. He learns no, he's just explaining himself and speaking it out. That if it's a boy, you get 100. If it's a girl, you get 200. And then that's what happened. Either it was a boy that she got 100, or the girl that she got 200. We don't like the pshat to say that if she gave birth to twins,
that she get both. Because the Sforna say the husband didn't talk about twins, so therefore she gives birth to twins, maybe she gets nothing. So the Mishnah just means the Chazar over again, that even though he spoke out both together now, still, whichever one she gives birth to, that's what she gets, 100 or 200.
Yeah.
What about now Yod, the Tumtum? Let's say she gives birth to this type of a creature that we can't tell what he is. So Locher is Eino Neutel, he gets nothing. So our Mishnah's Mashma, he's not in the cave and he's not a Zohar. Even though the husband said that if you give birth to a Zohar, I'll give you 100, or to a Nekev, you get 200. So Locher, if the Tumtum's a Suffolk, is a doubt whether he's a boy or a girl, so at least 100 he should get. And here the Mishnah says, no, he gets nothing. So to be the Gemara's Raya, our Mishnah, the Tumtum is like a barrier between the Atzmai. It's like a new creature. It's not a Zohar or a Nekev, so he gets nothing. Imama, what's going to be if the husband said, Kol ma shatelot ishti yitol, anything she gives birth to, she'll get 100, she'll get money, harayz the yitol. Then even though she gave birth to a tumtum, still she would take. V'im ein sham yerish, elohu, let's say this is the only son they had, is only this tumtum, then the locher is yerish as a chil. Habad, if there's nobody else, Savad, he has it in Yerusha. Rashbam says, even though he's a barrier from the Yatzmai, but when do we say that? When there are boys or girls. Then they can push him around. But in the case where there's no other boy and no other girl, then Shita, with Dash and the Prostak, I ain't a love, is we have to look in any type of a creature that he has, will also have it in Yerusha. So if there are no other boys and no other girls, then this Tumtum would Yashin his father. Nothing more says, Doichin Oisai Vishakul Kabas, that the boys yashin, so the boys take the Yerusha, not the Tumtum. They push him off to the girls. So in Smashma, that he takes, he gets Panosa. Mashma, he's a Suffolk, so at least he has to be like a girl. For the Gemara, Katani Seif, and the Seif of the Mishnah, Yod the Tumtum, Eina Leitel. That when he said a girl or a boy, and then she gives birth to a Tumtum, she gets nothing. So here you see, a Tumtum is not even a Suffolk. Zohar in the cave is like a new creature. So why in the ratio do the boys give this tumtum panosa? Om Rabbi Abai says, Nechnami, Doicha noisai v'yein lo Nechnami, the boys push him off, that he doesn't get Yerusha, but who adin, he does not get panosa either, Nechnami doesn't get panosa. That's Abai's trap. But our Mishnah goes that tumtum is like a barrier between the Yatsum, a new creature. For Rav, Om Rav says, no, Doicha noisai v'yeish lo Nechnami, the ratio holds that the boys have a right to say, bring me a proof that you're a boy. You can't bring a proof, so we're not going to give you a Yerusha like a boy. But I call upon him, it's a Suffolk, maybe she's a girl, so we'll have to at least give a Panosa. I, the safe for the end of the Mishnah that says, no, the wife that gave birth to Tumta gets nothing. I'll tell you, that's also the Rashim of the Gamliel, and the Chanami, the Tanakam, and the safe are two different on the Yamrim. The safe of our Mishnah goes according to Rashim of the Gamliel. The Tanya will read like this. Yod the tumtum the androgynous, and this is by an animal, by al bechira. If the first baby the animal had was a tumtum and androgynous, was closed up or had both them on him, if Shimon Gamliel Omer, ain kedusha chal aleim, there's no kedusha bechor chal at all. In other words, not even a suffix bechor, because like this, if it's a suffix zohar, it has kedusha bechor on it. Shimon says no, if the animal gave birth to a tumtum is not even a suffix bechor. So therefore, there's no kedushas b'chor v'chal on the animal at all. The kids our Mishnah, the safe of the Mishnah, that says that the wife does not receive anything, that goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Ben Echnami, the Reish, according to Rav, holds like the Tanakama, the Tanakachumim, that old, and a tumtum is a selfic. It's a doubt whether it's a boy or a girl. Meitzvei Havakasha. It says, to the end of the Mishnah says, tumtum yorish keben, and then our Mishnah Stam, says the Braisa. Tumtum, Yerush Keben, if you have a Tumtum, he has the Yerusha like a son, Venizan Kebas, like Mashma Tzasafik, what he is. Someone says, Bishlem, Lerov, according to Rav, it's very good. Yerush Keben, like a Tzasafik, what a Tumtum is, a boy or girl. Therefore, when do you have luck like a Ben, Venichosim Watim? When there are a small amount of property, so then only the girls get fed, so the girls have a right to push him off to the boys, he won't get fed. But Venizan Kabas, when's the locha that a tumtum gets like a girl? Venichosim Rubim. When there's a lot of property. In the case when there's a lot of property, then the boys yashin, and the girls get mezainis. So this Bryce, it's mashma, tumtum is a suffix.
So according to Rav, it's very good. This brayso goes like our Tanakama, that a tumtum is a pure sot, whether it's a boy or a girl. Elulah Abaye, according to Abaye,